Hello, I'm Frank, creator and host of Empire's Podcast Ottomans. I am recording today's episode for a few reasons. The very first thing is that I wanted to take this time as 2023 nears its conclusion to renew the promises that I made to everyone back in 2018. If you're an old-time listener, and I know that there's at least 95 of you floating around out there, then you'll recall that I made a promise back then, and that promise was to bring the story of the Ottoman Empire to everyone in continuous historical narration form. There was plenty of shows on the Ottoman Empire back when it was called iTunes, but there really wasn't any kind of show out there that began with, hey, here was the dream of Osman. Here's sultan after sultan, the empire expanding and expanding all the way up until the establishment of the Turkish Republic in 1923. In other words, there wasn't a show out there that covered the Ottoman Empire the way in which Mike Duncan covered the history of Rome. And so I wanted to set out and correct all of that. The Ottomans were a powerful, if mixed bag, full of both good and evil, a powerful force that forever influenced the course of Western history. I could go on and on about how different our world would be had the Ottoman Empire ended in 1403 after Bayezid's disastrous defeat at the hands of Timur. Or I could go on and talk about how different France, Germany, and Italy would be today had Mehmed failed to take the city of Constantinople in 1453. But all of that is in the podcast, and those are topics I'll cover later. In short, guys, nobody was covering the Ottoman Empire. Now, there was another, and they are still a very popular podcast on the Ottoman Empire. However, as rich as this podcast is, and I am a supporter of it, they mainly have academics on there who are talking about their papers. Now, I find this to be personally very fascinating, and I've purchased some of those authors and historians' works. But for my coworkers, for my family, and for my friends who just wanted a bird's eye view of the Ottoman Empire, well, I wanted to offer them something. And so this is how the podcast was born in 2018. A lot of people ask me, hey Frank, why are you so interested in the Ottoman Empire? And I've given my pat story about a show that came on the History Channel, and from there it kind of led me down rabbit hole after rabbit hole. But if I'm being honest with you, the Ottomans just scratched the itch that I have in the back of my skull. My life would not be the same if it wasn't for the book by Jason Goodwin, A History of the Ottoman Empire, and also Caroline Finkel's work, Lord Kinross, the book on the Janissaries. I could go on and on and on. The sultans have lived with me and in my heart ever since I've been in high school. It has also led to a lifelong fascination with Turkish society and culture. Now, with all of that said, what exactly does all this have to do with today's episode? Well, in trying to fulfill my promise, I have failed on at least two occasions. The first occasion was in 2019 when I ghosted everyone, and for that I'm sorry. However, I had life events that kind of popped up beyond my control, and to be honest with you guys, I was getting kind of bummed out about the podcast. The downloads weren't very well, and there weren't a whole lot of reviews coming in. But from 2019 to about 2022, I did some soul searching. I found myself returning to my initial love of the Ottoman Empire, the pages of history, and how much they've enlightened my life. And I made the decision to return and not go back and check downloads anymore. And it seems like when I returned from this center, a center of innocence and true love of history, is when the downloads finally began to come in. So I'd like to thank all of my listeners up till now that have downloaded an episode or shared it with a friend. The reviews on Apple iTunes well, I think it's called Apple Podcast now. They really, really help. There's nothing like me waking up in the morning and finding a review on Apple Podcast. Does it help the podcast be discovered? I don't think so. And if I had to guess with a glut of history podcasts, I'd say no. But I want you guys to know that if you have left me a podcast review on Apple Podcast, it's absolutely made my day. It's made my week as well. So, with that being said, I apologize for ghosting everyone in 2019, and I will never, ever, ever do that again. Now, the birth of my young daughter, who is now two, which I gave her a Turkish last name, of which, if you're curious, you can email me about. With her birth, it kind of slowed me down a bit, but I jumped back into the saddle this July of 2023, wrote a bunch of episodes, and began dropping them again in September. What this means for everyone is that I have a bunch of stuff scheduled out, so I'm not going to be ghosting anyone anytime soon. So, looking back at the podcast, I feel like it is fulfilling its central mission. I have a strong narration I've gotten great feedback on. I'm covering both the highlights of the Ottoman Empire, such as the battle at Nicopolis, the crusade at Varna, and I'm working on a multiple-part series on the conquest of Constantinople. And I'm sorry, my Byzantine history friends, but this is a podcast on the Ottoman Empire, so we will refer to it as the conquest. Much respect, though, towards you. However, as I plug away at this podcast, what I quickly was running into is a scheduling conflict. Let me rephrase that. What I'm running into is a time issue. And if I refine that even further, it's an attention issue. So while I have the time most of the days to work on this podcast after hours, because it's 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time after my daughter's gone to bed, I'm often coming off of a full workday. After all, I work a full-time job, and so my attention just really isn't there in the evenings anymore. And what I certainly don't want to do is go back on any kind of promises that I've made my listeners. So what I'm going to do is make some changes that I feel will accommodate the needs of the podcast, me personally, as well as my listeners, as we move forward into 2024. So, the very first change that's coming on down the pipe is that you don't have to worry. The main historical narration of the podcast will continue. However, I'm going to be cutting back the release of those episodes to just twice a month. So maybe on like the first Tuesday of every month, I'll drop an episode. And then a week will go by, another week will go by, and I'll drop the second episode on the 15th or 16th of the month. So what this will do is enable me to be able to accomplish two things. First of all, I'm not going to be working like a madman until midnight every single week trying to get the narration podcast out. Because if somebody gets sick, if I get sick, or I have to take a couple of days off, it tends to throw the entire schedule off kilter. So cutting the episodes back to just twice a month, I think, is really going to help things on my end. So that's going to be the first change that's coming. The second change that's going to be coming is in 2024, I will be releasing a Patreons only episodes. So what this is going to look like is still kind of up in the air, but here's what I'm thinking. The main part of the podcast, the narration, will always be free. You're not going to have to sign up for anything. You're not going to have to pay anything. You're going to find out what happens to Sultan Mehmed. You're going to learn about the Siege of Vienna, both the first and the second. We're going to get into all that. And it will always, and I promise, be totally free. However, I'm going to take these extras, and two things are going to happen. Number one is I'm going to start buying more source material to pour into them. And number two, I'm going to post these extras on the weeks where the narration is not being released, but it's only going to be the first 5 minutes or so. If you would like to listen to the rest, then you can head on over to the Patreon that I'll be setting up, and you can listen to the rest of the episode. And also on the Patreon is I will be releasing episodes that are exclusive to the listeners, such as the extras. I have some other stuff in mind, but this will be a great starting point. So what your download feed will look like is the first Tuesday of the month, a narration, which is free and you can listen to in its fullness. And then the week off, you'll see a episode dropped. It will have a 5-minute teaser in it. And if you would like to hear more, there'll be a link in the show notes to my Patreon. Now, I know that some of you are probably balking at the idea of a Patreon account. And I have to say, I don't blame you one bit. I understand. And that's why I'm keeping the main part of the show free. However, these extras, I have had to buy extra source material in addition to the main narration. And so on top of it costing me my time and attention, they're also kind of racking up a bill that I have to pay. If you do decide to go on ahead and support the show through Patreon, you will be immensely appreciated. For the small price of a coffee at Starbucks, you will be receiving premium content, exclusive blog posts, messages from me personally, and most important, you will be receiving the extra episodes in their fullness. These aren't going to be the short 10 or 15 minute versions either. I plan on taking a deep dive into many personalities, subjects, and aspects that touched on the world of the Ottomans. And I'm very, very excited to release those one day. Another thing that joining the Patreon will do is it will encourage me to keep on with this podcast. Now, whether 0 people sign up or 1,000 people sign up, the main show will always be free and I'm not giving up. Because in a lot of ways, Empire's Podcast The Ottomans is going to be my legacy to the world. I would love for people to discover the joys of history, its sorrows, its happiness, its downs, its highs, and I would love to be the voice that brings them that. So don't worry if you don't want to join, I'm not going to compel anyone, but just know that if you do, you will be taking A, financial pressure off of me, and B, it's really not going to be that much. I'm thinking about a $5 tier and that's it. So now that we've covered this, the Patreon that will be coming in 2024, I would like to talk about 2 other ways I'm going to ask my listeners to help support the show. First off, if the idea of a Patreon is not appealing to you, as I said before, I totally get it. There is another way that you'll be able to financially help me, and not just help me, but also bring joy to the rest of these listeners. I'm going to be posting an Amazon link in my show notes moving forward. And this link is going to have a list of books that are going to be source material that will help build the show. And if you would like to, you can purchase these books for me and they'll ship to my house. Already, guys, I've spent close to $3,000 in books on the Ottoman Empire. And as you can imagine, with me being a family man and working a full-time job, it's becoming a little bit difficult for me. So this will be a way to take some of the pressure off of me and help the show move forward. Now, if the idea of joining $5 a month Patreon is not appealing to you, if the idea of purchasing me a book on the Ottoman Empire is not appealing to you, there is a third way that you can help, and this doesn't cost you any money. And if I'm going to be honest with everyone, this is probably the best compliment you could ever give me. And that would be if you shared Empires of History podcast with a friend. I'm sure you know someone out there. After all, us history buffs, we are a different bunch. We like oddball stuff in history, and we tend to be very, very niche. So I'm sure there's someone out there who would love to hear a continuous narration history of the Ottoman Empire. So if you don't want to give to the Patreon, hey, that's A-okay. I still appreciate you coming by. If you can't purchase me a book, I totally understand that. I'm rapidly reaching the end of my ability to budget for this stuff anyway. But you can always, always stop by and help out by sharing this with a friend. So now that we've covered some of the primary ways changes are coming, I just want to recap really quick before you go. First of all, I'm cutting back the main narration release down to 2 episodes every month. And in between, I'll have Patreon exclusive content that's going to be released on the off weeks. That's number one. Number two is there will be a link to Amazon books that you can purchase for me if you do not want to join the Patreon. Number three, I would appreciate it if you share this with a friend. And number four change that's going to be happening in 2024 is this, is if you were to go to my dashboard on Spotify and check the show's outreach, we are rapidly approaching a magical number of 1,000 listeners. When we approach that number, the podcast will be eligible for ads. Now, I want to say something. I hate ads. I can't stand them. I know, gosh, what was it? About 2 years ago, I did put some Spotify ads in the show. And although the feedback I got on the ads wasn't negative, I could tell that it kind of came out of the blue for you guys. So with that being said, though, I do not want to put Spotify ads in this podcast. I really don't. I would much prefer to be able to financially justify my labors with you guys joining my Patreon. So what I'm going to ask is this, is bear with me until, let's say, June of 2024. I plan on releasing the Patreon in January. And if in January we have a good amount of people sign up, then I will kindly tell Spotify to go and pack sand when they come over here trying to push ads on in everyone. I would love to advertise this podcast as ad-free. To me, that kind of puts every podcast that has zero ads into an almost elite level category. And I would love to join those ranks. So, to recap, in 2024, there'll be a Patreon coming on. There will be a list on Amazon where you can purchase me some books. And there may or may not be ads by June of 2024. So that's what's coming on down the pipe. And I wanted to close out 2023 by giving you guys a heads up. And also, I would like to let everyone know that the Empire's Podcast, The Ottomans, will be carrying on. And I hope to see everyone in the future. Thank you.